Hello.
Hello.
We're gonna say you think you're iconic, the movie podcast, and it's a beautiful day outside, Kelly. Spring has sprung finally, like real spring, not that fake spring we've been getting for like a month.
What's the temp like today?
It's like 67.
Oh, that's nice.
A beautiful day. Oh, it went up. It's actually 69.
We're hitting 85 today.
Great, 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 great. Love that for you. What are we gonna do, Kelly? What are we gonna do? Summer is approaching. The heat is coming.
Yeah.
I'm a little scared.
Why are you scared?
Because I'm gonna be coming out to you in like the middle
Oh,
of summer.
yeah. Woohoo!
I'm afraid.
Prepare to sweat.
I don't like
Bring
sweating.
all the sunscreen you can.
Oh, for my trip, I just found out I can't bring aerial sunscreens. I'm so upset.
Oh yeah, you can't bring aerial or
Do they
aerosol.
know how expensive regular sunscreen is?
The good sunscreens are expensive.
Like, I might just have to wait until I get out there and just buy some and just leave it at your house. 'Cause that's actually insane.
I mean, we got Target and stuff out here. We got Target, Ulta, Sephora.
I might just do that 'cause
Yeah,
honestly,
whatever you need.
I don't feel like doing all that crap. That's
Yeah, don't
insane.
worry about it. Don't worry about it.
How was your week, Kelly?
It was all right. Something kind of funny happened at work today. Not work today, just this week.
I was like, oh, girl, our girl got overtime.
No. We are getting a new hire on Monday, which is nice
Fine.
because I won't have to, hopefully I won't have to keep like adding too much to my plate. And like the new person can start taking some of it. Because we've been down a person in our unit and we need all people in the unit to like run smoothly. I'm very excited, but my coworker came up to me at one point and she's like, "Hey, yeah, I need you to look up or well look at this training schedule that we just came up with, so that like we know." I guess it's like a new program thing for like new hires that we have to come up with a standard and then they sign it and so does our supervisor that says, "Hey, they've been trained in all of this." And she's like, "I specifically need you to look at these weeks because like this is the stuff you're working on currently." And so like I looked through it, I'm like, "Oh yeah, this looks great." And then like out of curiosity, I just looked at the rest of the weeks because I guess it's a 36 week like planned out thing. And so I looked at the last 9 to 36 weeks and I'm like, I have not learned any of this. And I'm all like, and I know if I haven't been taught this, the lady who was hired after me definitely doesn't know this either.
Me at my old job, when they like gave when like we were having some stuff come up, and so they had me go over like my R&Rs. And I was looking at some of this, and I was like, I've never done any of this before in my freaking life. What are you talking about? Like, I'd been there for like a year, and I was like, I ain't done this.
I have been here a couple months over a year, and I was looking at that last page, and I'm all like, all I know is that my supervisor handles this. I don't gotta worry about it. That's his job. I do not need to know. I'm not curious. I've got enough work on my plate. I don't need to learn how to do any of that extra stuff. So I'm like,
Yeah.
I like go to my coworker and I show her the thing. I'm like, yeah, it looks great, blah blah blah. And then I'm just all like, I was looking at like the first couple weeks, and I'm like, I don't remember learning all of this anyway. She's like, yeah. She's like, I know. I was looking at the thing that it because I guess our supervisor created it, and he just wanted all of us to look it over. And she's like, yeah, I don't remember like the first 2 months, 2 3 months of my my job here. And I'm like, kind of, yeah, because they just throw a lot at you for like the first 3 months, and I guess you just freak out the first 3 months, and then the other rest of your 6 month probation, it's just like trying to stay alive. So it was just kind of funny just looking at all that. And then the department next to me, they've been understaffed for months. And I came in on Tuesday, and apparently the only other person in that unit either quit or was let go. So there's just one person in that unit, and it's only the supervisor. I'm like, what did that girl do that like she was just let go like that, or she just quit like that? Like, I was trying to be nosy and like listening, but yeah, like they're struggling, and I high key feel bad for them. So yeah, like I need that gossip. I just want to know.
Yeah, what makes you run out like that?
I know, like she's got a kid and all that. I know she needs the job. Like, I just want to know. But yeah, that was my week. How was yours, Jordan?
Work-wise, it was a little boring. It's been better. I kind of had like nothing to do that like pertained to like my actual job,
Oh,
really.
really?
So I was just doing other stuff. But it's fine.
It's fine.
Whatever.
Whatever, don't worry about it.
I still get paid more than the people who get paid to do the job I've been doing, so whatever.
Yeah.
And then I went to the movies, and tell me why this random man grabbed my head.
That was so weird.
That was so strange. I'm just sitting there watching these trailers I've seen 15 million times because I go to the movies so much. And then I felt something on my head, and I thought like the person walking behind me was just like
There.
they were caught. No, I thought they like brushed against me or something, or like they had a bit. And then I realized that I could feel like fingers. And I was like, why are there fingers on top of my head? And before I could even say anything, the guy behind me was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I realized that he had grabbed my head.
I just want to know if that guy has ever been to a movie theater and like what he expected to happen. Like, did
Exactly.
he think there was
Like,
like a railing on one side and was like, grab?
right, like I was in this row like by myself. I was like, did you think that this seat just happened to have like an extended thing or something?
Headrest.
Like, why did you grab my head? I was so confused.
Yeah, no,
And
seriously.
I promptly, when I got home, took a shower and washed my hair.
Yes.
'Cause
We ain't
gross.
letting no random man touch our head.
No. So, yeah, that was weird. And then I went to go get some food after the movie on Friday. So not when I saw this movie. On Friday I went to go see Alien. That was a fun watch, but
It's a good movie.
I'm not gonna lie to you, I was kind of falling asleep the first like 10 minutes.
Really?
Like when they like first start out and they're just like waking up and they're just like talking, I was kind of falling asleep. I didn't really like stop almost falling asleep until the little face hugger thingy popped up.
Ah,
And
yes.
then I was like, oh, okay, I'm
I
up
am
now.
awake. Yeah.
I'm up. But before the movie they had like a little, I don't know why, they had like a little conversation between the man who filmed the original Alien movie and the man who filmed the new Alien movie that's coming out later this year. And I was like, that's great, but like, why?
Yeah.
But
Seems kind of weird.
it was fun. I learned some cool things about Alien.
There you go.
So that was cool. And then I went and I got some food. And a bunch of teenagers came in when I, like, the place was empty when I went in there. And so I ordered my food and I was waiting. And like while I was waiting, a bunch of teenagers came in. And I was like, oh, get me out of here. Get me out of here.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone. Why are you here? It was like 10 o'clock. I was like,
Oh,
why aren't, I was like,
why
why
are
aren't
you
y'all
here?
home?
Yeah, don't you have school or
Like,
something?
how did you even get here?
Whose parent dropped you off?
Yeah.
Whose parent approved this?
Like I never had like a curfew or anything, but like 10 o'clock.
Me neither.
That's crazy.
Right. Go home.
That's insanity. Like it was insane. But overall, the week was okay.
That's good.
I had some highs and I had some lows. But that's just life, isn't it?
Yep, that's life.
That's life. But on the brighter side, I got to see Spider-Man 2, the best Spider-Man movie to ever be created, on the big screen on Monday.
Love that for you.
And it kind of changed my life, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a movie, like truly a movie that was meant to be seen on the big screen. Mary Jane, I kind of don't like you, but that's fine. It's fine. It's fine. We move on. We move
Move
on. I'm
on.
not gonna go into depth about why I don't like Mary Jane.
Okay.
I mean, I'll just drop one little tidbit. She's a homie
Uh-oh.
hopper, but that's a whole another situation. That's not even like the crux of my disdain for, not disdain.
Dislike?
I can't even come up with it. It's like stronger than a dislike, but
Okay,
less
but
than a
not
hate.
hate. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have problems with Mary
So
Jane.
when we do Spider-Man eventually one day, you're just gonna have to go into it.
Did we not do Spider-Man? We haven't? Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm
I
sure.
don't know. I don't
I would have
know.
remembered that.
Maybe we haven't. Maybe we have. Who knows at this point? I don't know what how many movies we've done at this point,
We've done a
but
lot.
I feel like it's close to 200. I
I'm
don't.
sure.
I don't know. But yeah, just know. Miss Mary Jane Watson. She and I have a problem. And
Y'all got some.
that's all I'm gonna
Y'all
say,
got some
because
beef.
otherwise I will be talking for like 15 minutes.
Okay, let's move on.
So let's move on.
I
So, are you ready to talk about our movie this week, Kelly?
am.
Awesome. So, this week we will be talking about Men in Black.
Yay.
Yay. First off, did not know this was a comic book.
Really?
Yeah, was literally
Yeah.
watching the title cards and it said in association with Marvel, blah blah blah. And I was like, Marvel?
Yeah,
What are you
it's
talking
a
about?
comic.
That's insane.
Oh, I
So
love
the
that for
men
you.
in black could pop up in a Marvel
Yeah,
movie.
yeah.
Put them in Deadpool and Wolverine. Put them in there now.
If
We still have time.
it's if they're not already in it, go back.
Go back at them.
We need an end credit scene anyway.
Yeah. And so let's get into the actual movie. So we start off with a man getting pulled over by border control. As the border patrol agents are questioning the driver, two men in suits come in claiming to be INS Division 6. And when one of them, like a younger, quote unquote, this man still looks like he's like in his 50s, but the other one looks like he's like in his 60s or 70s. So take that with a grain of salt,
For what you will,
that
yeah.
word younger. He goes down the line speaking Spanish to all of the people that this man has been smuggling across the border. And when he realizes that one of them doesn't actually speak Spanish, he tells the others they can leave and he tries to take the one that he caught. And so one of the Border Patrol agents thinks something is up, and so he follows them into the desert where he sees that the men in suits are talking to an alien, like an actual
An
alien
actual alien from space.
from space. And it attacks the Border Patrol agent when it notices him. So they're forced to shoot the alien, and alien guts gets all over this man.
Gross.
The rest of the border patrol agents come to see what happened, and the younger agent wipes their memories with something called a neuralizer. And the other older man, like, is on the floor because he like kind of tensed up and I don't know. He froze. Got scared.
Don't know what really happened.
And then other men in suits come to decontaminate the scene. All they literally do is put a fire on a cactus and then they leave. They don't even like clean up the man who has all these like alien guts on his body.
Right. And here's the thing. If I was that officer, no neuralizer, no matter how powerful, would ever make me forget whatever the heck was on me. I would be haunted by that forever.
Like in the back of my mind, I would have like nightmares.
Oh yeah. I'd have to like go somewhere and be like, I need a chemical bath or something. I need you to like take a layer of skin off.
Like even if I couldn't remember the alien, I would remember.
Yeah. That would be worse. Like, because I have no explanation for it. And at that point, I don't even know how much they have deleted from my brain, but like you're pulling someone over and then I wake up and I'm covered in goo.
Yeah.
From where?
Where did this goo come from? What is this goo?
What is it? Right. I'd be haunted. I'd have to shave my head. I'd have to get a layer of skin taken off. I don't care.
Give me a chemical bath now.
Yeah, give me a chemical bath. Like there's no way I'm getting out of this with just a shower.
Mm-hmm. I can't even imagine what it smells like. Like just
No. We're good.
And so the older man in the suit then gets neuralized because I guess he's like, I'm too old for this now.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, take me out.
Take me out.
And so the younger agent in the suit does. We then cut to New York City, and police officer James Edward III is chasing after a suspect. But the man is extremely strong, fast, and can climb buildings like Spider-Man.
Yes.
And he corners the suspect on the roof of a building where he sees the suspect's eyes shift. Like reptilian eyes before he jumps off of the building.
Terrifying.
Yeah. We then cut to a farm where a man is yelling at his wife over her cooking before a spacecraft crashes into his truck and he is killed by an alien that takes over his body. Actually, it's less takes over his body and more like skins him alive and then wears his skin.
Yeah.
And this alien, then wearing this human skin suit, goes into the house and demands sugar water.
He then
freaks out the wife, who passes out, and then he leaves with his spaceship, like just rolls it down the street.
Very chill.
Very chill. Very, very normal.
Very normal.
James is then getting questioned at the station when a woman from the morgue comes in and says that she believes him and to find her in the morgue later, but she immediately gets neuralized.
No question.
Like the second she steps out of the room, the younger, quote unquote younger, remember, agent comes up to her and neuralizes her.
Point blank, just like, bro.
The man in the suit then comes into the room and takes James with him to an alien gun store and shoots the owner's head off, which then grows back.
I love that it's not like a gentle, hey, you know, I'm going to try and explain this to you. Don't worry about it. I'm going to shoot this guy in the head and you're going to watch his head grow back believe me.
What's the point of explaining if you're just going to neuralize someone? Like, there's no point.
I know, but then at that point, why go through the problem of like, I don't know, man. It's just, a lot of this seems a little unnecessary.
Yeah. And then James is a little freaked out.
Understandably.
And I put seemingly neuralized, but it turns out he was neuralized. So, oops.
Oh, yeah.
And he's neuralized, but the man just ends up taking him to a Chinese restaurant and then gives him a card for the MIB office and to be there. Does he give him an actual time to be there? No. He just says, be there bright and early.
Right.
Like, what does that mean?
That would cause me so much anxiety. Because like if
Right.
I need to be somewhere, tell me the date and time. I need to know. I need to know where to park. I need to know what this building is. I need to know like where the entrance is, that I know where to walk.
I just hate the
I'm sure.
ambiguity. Like,
Yeah.
bright and
Give
early.
me
Does that mean
details.
be there at 6 a.m. or does that mean be there at normal business hours?
Right. Like be there when the sun rises or be there 10 minutes before the building opens.
Before, yeah.
Because I don't want to be late.
Either way, he seemingly gets there on time
On
later, but
time.
like, whatever. Back on the farm, an exterminator comes to get rid of roaches on the farm, and this upsets the alien, so he kills the exterminator and takes his truck.
Yeah.
When James gets to the MIB, he is tested with a bunch of military guys, and he ends up beating the tests and is invited to become a part of the MIB. The man in the
No idea who
suit.
these people are.
No idea. The man in the suit, who we now know is Agent K, so I will be calling him K from now on, thank God, because calling him
Thank
the man in
God.
the suit was annoying.
I know.
Tells James the history of the organization and how some aliens who look like stereotypical aliens came down to Earth and then they like formed a peace with some people who just happened to be there, and then those people formed the MIB,
The
the Men in
MRB.
Black. After sitting on a bench for some hours, James decides to accept the job. Like, he literally sits there for hours.
Doesn't move.
Does not move.
Like, I know that that's a lot of information to take in, bro, but like, I don't know if it warrants you sitting on a bench for hours like that.
No, you couldn't have thought at home.
Right. Or like, if it was me personally, I would have had to go get some food. I would have had to go get
Right.
like a drink or something and then go home and just be like, what?
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 But yeah, he decides to accept the job. And he has all
Crazy.
aspects of his life erased and becomes known only as Agent J. They like erase like literally everything, like his birth
Everything.
certificate, his social security card, his fingerprints, like literally everything.
Yeah.
My whole thing is, does he not have family?
I thought he
Like
had a
is
mom.
like does his family just like forget about him?
I guess they have to go and can you neuralize that far back?
Right? You just go and just neuralize his entire family and then like remove all like photos and anything of him
Right.
from their houses.
Right.
Like that's crazy.
It would be hard to get rid of somebody today.
Yeah. With like social media and
Digital footprint.
digital footprints, and there's so much more you have to get rid of. Like, you have to get rid of
Yeah.
car stuff, phone stuff, school. You might be in the background of other people's
Of some
photos
videos,
and
photos, yeah.
video. Like, how do you get rid of all of them?
Right. I kind of want to know, and at the same time, I don't want to know. Like,
Oh, I fully want to know.
if it's
Tell me.
possible.
If that's possible, let me know. And then, meanwhile, we catch up on two Arkillian aliens who are going to lunch together when the bug alien comes in and kills them while looking for a galaxy that they are supposedly carrying. Yay.
Yay.
At the same time, J and K go to see about an alien family leaving their designated zone, and the father says that they left because his wife is giving birth, and K has J go help with the birth while he tries to find out why they're really leaving the planet.
Has to be some form of hazing.
Oh, he most definitely did that on purpose because he knew what kind of
Oh, yeah.
alien they were,
Yep.
and he knew. He
Yeah,
knew.
you knew what you was doing.
And so Jay helps the woman give birth to an octopus type baby.
Yep.
And then Kay thinks that there's something going on because this man says that they're just leaving the planet because they don't like the neighborhood anymore, which I'm like, that makes literally no sense.
There's no
But
sense, yeah.
they technically aren't doing anything illegal. They're just like leaving.
Yeah, they're
So,
just
like, there's
leaving.
nothing he can really do about it. And so Kay's like, something's going on. And he goes to look at the tabloids for clues because apparently every weird story in the tabloids has something to do with
It has something
aliens.
to do with aliens.
And so they find the farmer. His name is Edgar. And his wife, like, put the story into the tabloids. She tells him about what happened, and when she brings up the sugar water, Kay knows that a bug is on the planet and neuralizes her before they go. We go to the morgue, and the, I don't know what you would call it, morgue worker.
Yes.
What's this woman's profession?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Mortician?
Mortician?
No, that's, I think that's
No, that's
something
something
else.
different.
Yeah, my bad.
I'm just gonna call her a morgue worker. Dr. Laura Weaver from earlier. She's working on the Archaeans and obviously notices that something is up because their bodies aren't human.
Yeah.
And so Jay and Kay show up and they learn what she knows and they see that one of the aliens is in a robot body. He tells them that the galaxy is on Orion's belt before he dies. They then neuralize her before special services comes in to clean the scene. Which, like, why didn't they just go to the initial scene? Like, why do y'all keep neuralizing this woman?
I don't know. With how many times they neuralize her, there must be like actual stuff missing from her head at this
Right,
point. Like there has to be
there
something.
has to be
Like
something
she's
wrong with
gonna
her head.
forget something in her actual life.
Yes. Meanwhile, I'm gonna call him Alien Edgar from now on. Alien Edgar is freaking out because he wants the galaxy and doesn't know where to find it.
Yeah.
Jay and Kay go back to MIB and try to figure out where this galaxy is, but Kay takes a break to spy on a lady that he likes just before a
So weird.
Archaelian warship comes into Earth's orbit demanding the galaxy or they will attack.
Yeah.
They find the alien Edgar and Jay tries to shoot him, but the gun he was given has too much of a kickback, even though it's very tiny.
Tiny, the whole
And so he just keeps getting pushed to the ground every time he fires it.
joke,
So the alien Edgar is able to get away, but he leaves his ship, so he can't like leave the planet. And so the alien Edgar gets very upset and just starts walking down the street demanding people tell him where the morgue is because he apparently like figures out that the cat has the
Yeah,
galaxy.
has the galaxy.
So, yay. Jay and Kay go to Frank for info, and Frank is just a talking dog.
Love Frank.
I don't know if he's in like in a suit or if like whatever planet he comes from is just talking dogs, but
It might just be talking
it might
dogs.
just be talking dogs. He tells him that the galaxy holds subatomic energy and that it's the size of a jewel. This causes Jay to realize that the cat has the galaxy on his necklace because he saw that the cat's name was Orion.
Little, yep.
The Edgar alien then shows up to the morgue looking for the cat and he holds Dr. Weaver hostage. And when Jay and Kay get there, he's able to leave with the galaxy and Dr. Weaver to the World's Fair, which was apparently like a setup
Aliens.
for aliens arriving in Queens. It's like, okay.
I love that they take like everyday things and they're like, that could be alien.
That could be alien. Why
Could
not?
be alien.
Just make it
Let's give
alien.
it a story. Let's give it a lore.
Let's give it a backstory. People love backstories.
Yeah, we love
Do they still do World's Fairs, by the way?
I don't think so.
Okay. Makes sense, because I've never heard of one happening.
Yeah, no, I think that was, yeah.
Aw, too bad. RIP World's Fairs.
I know, rip.
You really had a
Travesty.
moment.
Yeah.
Thank you for giving us Disneyland. Love that.
Thank you, though. Good work.
And so the Arkhelians then send a warning shot and give 1 hour before they will destroy the planet. Like, that's actually insane. An
No,
hour?
seriously, an hour? Do they not understand how human time works?
I guess not.
Because an hour you can, and especially in New York City, if you're trying to get somewhere, you're gonna get there,
Yeah, you give me an hour to get
in the
somewhere, I'll
amount
get
of
there in
time.
two.
Right.
Like, insane. And so, Jan K then fly to Queens, like in their car.
Yes.
They literally push a little red button and it starts
And it
flying.
turns into a, little
And so they
spacecraft.
fly to Queens and they shoot down the spaceship that the Edgar alien stole. And so he attacks them in his true, like, giant cockroach with a tail for some reason size self. And then K has himself eaten while J is left to fight him alone. K then blows up the alien from the inside and they get the galaxy.
That whole goo, they love their goo.
They love goo.
They love their goo in this movie.
'Cause what's his name? Will Smith, he gets gooed like 4 times in this movie.
Yeah. It's like a early 2000s Nickelodeon show
Yeah.
with the slime.
Which, yikes, Nickelodeon, really,
Ooh.
really down bad right now. The alien isn't dead though, but after Dr. Weaver comes out of seemingly nowhere and shoots it, it finally dies.
Finally.
Finally. K then has J neuralize him so that he can live a normal life.
He's seen enough.
He's like, I've seen too much.
Yeah, he's like, I'm good. Thank you,
I'm
though.
done. I actually only got you this job so that you could take over for
You can replace
me.
me. Yeah,
Yeah.
thanks.
And so J goes to live with the woman that he loves under the false story of being in a 35-year coma, which, like, that's not a thing.
No. No.
Like, anybody with like with a human brain would realize that being in a coma for that long, you would never get out of it. Like, you would just,
No, yeah, you're at that, you're brain dead.
you're brain dead. Like, that's you not breathing on your own for 35, like, you're dead.
Yeah.
But whatever. And Dr. Weaver becomes Jay's new partner, Agent L. And that's the end of our movie.
That is the end of the movie.
So you're ready for some movie facts, Kelly?
Yes.
Okay, first one. When Agent K is showing Agent J, like, that screen of like possible of like known aliens, people on the screen are Al Roker, Isaac Mizrahi, Danny DeVito, Barry Sonnenfeld, Chloe Sonnenfeld, his daughter, Sylvester Stallone, Dionne Warwick, Newt
Why?
Gingrich, Anthony Robbins, George Lucas, and Steven Spielberg. And I tried writing earlier who I thought these people were, and I was like skipping people because I didn't know who they were. For Steven Spielberg, why did I write that it was Steve Jobs?
Bro?
I swear it looked like Steve Jobs. I was like, that's. And then
You're like,
they
that is
said.
clearly Steve Jobs.
And then apparently, according to the notes, it was Steven Spielberg. I'm like, I still don't believe it. I think that was Steve Jobs.
Kind of funny.
It is. But like I said, I think I'm right. I think it was Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Run the tape back. That was
Run it
Steve
back.
Jobs. Second movie fact: the glasses used in Men in Black are Ray-Ban Predator 2 glasses. And after the film's release, Ray-Ban reported the sales of these glasses tripled from $1.6 million to $5 million.
Wow, that's
I wonder if
crazy.
they still sell them.
They probably do.
I
I
probably
mean, come
do.
on. Those are iconic at this
point. We just had a Men in Black movie a couple of years ago, right?
Right, yeah.
So I'm sure they still sell them.
Oh, yeah.
Third movie fact, when James is in the elevator with Agent K, he tells him that he does not want to be called sport or kid or anything like that. K continues to call him things like that throughout the film, and it's not until the end, right before he is neuralized, that K finally calls him Jay.
Oh. Tons of hazing.
Yep, love that. Fourth movie fact, Will Smith, after reading the script, did not want to accept the role because 1 year before he had starred in Independence Day and he didn't want to make another movie about aliens. But his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, convinced him to take the part. Thank you, Jada. last movie fact, the American Humane Society made sure that no aliens, Jordan? Wow. They made sure that no animals were hurt during filming.
Are you hiding something from us, Jordan?
Including the cockroaches. And so Will Smith was actually crushing mustard packets instead of stepping on cockroaches.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, they had to count all the roaches and make sure that none were missing.
Oh no.
And there were a lot of roaches. My thing here is, who cares if cockroaches die? Let him kill cockroaches. Like, who cares?
Jordan's a cockroach hater.
I am a cockroach hater. They're disgusting. So, American Humane Society. Who cares if a cockroach dies? Like, they're literally just, they're cockroaches. They don't,
like, better, I don't understand.
They don't better society or anything.
They don't.
Yeah. But that's it. So, Kelly, it's time for the question. Is this movie iconic?
Yeah, it's iconic.
Of course it's iconic. It's Men in Black.
Men in Black, yeah.
I would have been upset with you if you had said otherwise.
Oh, you think I was going to say otherwise?
I know you wouldn't, but, like, I would be upset if you had said otherwise.
Dude, this movie is so iconic. There isn't a bad Men in Black movie.
Yes, there is, but that's... Oh. That's a story for another day.
Uh-oh.
That one with Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson is not very good.
You know, I never finished it.
See, and you're sitting here saying there's not a bad Black movie. You didn't even finish the last one. Yeah. Yeah, I love the Men in Black movies. Minus Men in Black, what is it, International or whatever it's called. So yeah. They're really funny. They're really fun. We got the Men in Black song.
Yes,
which I fully listened to in its entirety during the credits.
Heck yeah. You can't not.
You can't not. It's a great song. But yeah, we both think it's iconic. Yay. So what are your recommendations for this week, Kelly?
Okay. So my recommendations... Where are they? Gosh dang it. I was on a little Janet Jackson kick this week, so I'm gonna recommend some of her songs.
Okay.
So I'm recommending... I might have recommended this before, I can't remember. It doesn't really matter.
I'm pretty sure you have, yes.
Okay. Well, I'm recommending it again. I'm okay. Choosing that. And then a classic, Rhythm Nation. Rhythm Nation is a freaking bop.
Okay.
You know, I figured out, I learned how to do the finger thing. You know,
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah. I love that song. So yeah. Get some Janet Jackson in your life. Miss Jackson, yeah. If you're nasty.
Yeah.
That's a good song too.
Is that it?
Yes.
This doesn't really matter in Rhythm Nation?
Yes.
Cool. I have three. My first one is X-Men 97. It's really good. I'm really enjoying it.
Whitney Houston.
And the it's been a real wild ride. Charles, what are you doing? What's happening? Ooh. Where are you? Sorry if that was a spoiler to anyone, but like, I feel like we've known for like three episodes that Charles is still alive, so y'all need to just suck it up. Really enjoying this watch. Love that they're not treating this like a little kid show. Like they're,
yay,
they're doing adult things. I love that. I don't know if I ever finished the original show. Quite literally don't know if I did. But that's fine. Whatever. Not really that important, right? I just started watching the new one. Just whatever happens,
yeah.
Happens.
Just start over. Yeah. Whatever. Make a callback. Whatever.
Whatever. I'll watch a recap video on it and learn about the callback later. Second recommendation is City Lights by JoJo. 2018 version, of course. Really love this song. It's a really fun, like, going out song.
Yes.
JoJo can do no wrong. Can't wait for that new album. But like I said, you please don't go tour until 2025. Thank you. It's starting to look like Miss Beyonce finally got the hint that we don't have any money.
Yep.
So thank you for that.
We don't have any money.
But I need other people to also get that hint. We do not have any more money.
Or you'll be like Meghan Trainor with $25 tickets to your tour.
Oh, yikes. She's selling them for $25?
Mm-hmm.
And they're still not selling? Dang, that's awful.
At this point, I'll go see her.
I'm not, but good for you.
I'm not wasting 25. Oh, did I say wasting? I'm sorry.
I mean, aren't you kind of... Look, I like a Meghan Trainor song here and there.
But I haven't listened to a Meghan Trainor song since No came out.
Oh, you mean like a new Meghan Trainor song? Yeah, no.
Yeah, I haven't listened to a new Meghan Trainor song since No came out.
I think she had a song that came out with, what's that man's name? Is it T-Pain? Is that who I'm thinking of? Yes.
What?
I think she had a song that came out with T-Pain like maybe a couple months ago. I've never listened to it in its entirety. I've just heard like clips of it on TikTok. And I don't
know that was a thing.
I don't feel like I need to. It sounds like every other Meghan Trainor song. So I'm like, there's no point in me wasting my time listening to that song when I could just listen to the songs I already know I like.
True.
So, yeah, I won't be doing that. But good for you, girl. Hopefully you make some... Hopefully your tour is doing better than J-Lo's.
Oh. Is it worse?
What?
Is it worse?
I heard J-Lo was trying to sell tickets for $7,000.
Ooh, excuse me?
Yeah, I heard she was trying to sell tickets for $7,000. And I'm like, Beyonce don't even sell tickets for that much money, so what are you doing?
Right. If Miss like, Beyonce is not doing it, like, you're not doing it.
Beyonce's on-stage risers were not $7,000. So What makes you think you could sell tickets for $7,000? She's crazy, Kelly.
Delusional.
Crazy. Delusional. You just sit back with your rich husband.
Right. Like, we can't even say you're just delusion.
Yeah, make your little mediocre music and be quiet. And charge.
Sit down.
Sit down and charge people reasonable amounts of money. There's no reason why you're charging more than Beyonce, Mariah Carey, and Janet Jackson. Like, be for real. But yeah, that's it. Let me stop talking about these flops. Next recommendation is Trip by Jay Nova. Excellent little groovy song. I love Jay Nova, actually. If Jay Nova has no fans, I am
You're
dead.
dead.
I love Jay Nova. If you haven't gotten into Jay Nova, you're really missing out. Amazing singer. Vastly underrated. I think it's because she's independent. But check her out. Amazing. You'll really find some music that you love. But that's it for me.
All right.
So thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to follow us on our social media. We have Twitter and Instagram. They're both at SY2I Podcast. Don't forget to send us your movie requests or your movie stories at our email, SY2IPodcast@gmail.com. What's your favorite Men in Black movie? I think mine is two.
Yeah, two is good.
I like the story of two better than the story of one.
Yeah, like one is good, but
Yeah, one's
like
good,
two?
but two is much better.
Yeah, no, I get it.
What else is in two? We get more Frank in two. Love Frank. We get more of those little cockroach, not cockroach. What are those things? Those like
Little worm
grasshopper
guys.
thingies? Yeah, whatever
Yeah,
those
they got a
things
lot of
are.
little tiny arms. They're cool. I
They're
like
cool.
them.
They're funny. We get that really beautiful woman. What's her name?
Ooh,
What's her name? The
I
person
suck
who
with
turns
names.
out to be a star. Like she's like a star or something.
Yes,
Like it literally makes no freaking
she has to
sense.
go back to space.
They just send her to a new planet where she has no idea the people, the language, anything. And they just send her.
Right.
Insanity. But great movie.
Yeah.
Let us know. Don't forget to share us with your friends and your family. Subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And rate and review us on Apple Podcasts with 5 stars.
Thank you.
Thank you. Everyone, have a good week. I think it's almost Mother's Day when this comes out. It
Yes.
is! Everyone, have a good Mother's Day and stay iconic.
Stay kind of you.
Bye.